These are open public meetings. They are recorded and Google transcription is captured. The recording is used on the ADOA website for the audio portion of the meeting minutes, and the transcription is used as well as a written portion of the meeting minutes. Keith, you're good to go.
Okay. This is the November meeting of the District South Independent Oversight Committee. It is the 18th of November, and it is 1:04 p.m., and I'm calling this meeting to order. Are there any conflicts of interest? Going once, going twice, gone. No conflict of interest stated. Okay, then we're going to do introductions. Angela, would you please introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Angela Biesemer, Handlers of Tucson and IOC member.
Octavia?
Sorry, my name is Octavia Lamb, IOC member for District South. Sorry.
Okay, Dimitri?
Good morning, Dimitri Godino, District South IOC member.
Thank you very much. My name is Keith Jansen. I'm the District South Independent Oversight Committee chairperson. For the rest of the introductions, Michelle, would you please help me keep everybody straight?
Sure, Keith, that's not a problem at all. I'm gonna just go down my list. Wendy, it looks like you're on top of the list here. Would you mind starting us off, please?
I love it. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Wendy Herring with Mercy Care OIFA. Happy to be here.
Thank you. And Ian?
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Ian Wilson here with United Healthcare Community Plan.
Welcome back, Ian. And Larry?
Thanks very much. Larry Allen with the Arizona Department of Administration.
Thank you. And Frederica's here, but she's having issues with her mic, so she's just going to communicate with us through chat. Christina?
Hi, everyone. I'm Christina Hedges. I am the DDD Office of Individual and Family Affairs Administrator. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Joan?
Good afternoon, everybody. Joan McQuaid with the CARES Administration.
Thank you. Joe?
Joe Tracewell, DDD District South QA Manager.
Thank you. JJ?
Joseph Jensen, DDD District South QA Supervisor.
Thank you. Morgan?
Morgan O'Hara, DDD Independent Oversight Committee, in a liaison with the CARES Administration.
Thank you, Morgan. My name is Michelle Rademacher. I am a DDD Independent Oversight Committee liaison under the DDD CARES Administration, and I go by the pronouns she, her, and I believe we do have, well, first of all, did I miss anybody? Okay. And we do have Leslie on. She is a potential member. She's filled out an application to become an IOC committee member.
Good morning. Okay. I mean, good afternoon. Sorry.
That's all right. I'm going to make a executive decision, just in case, you know, internet goes out or whatever. The portion of the meeting that is listed for number six, discussion and review of possible action on committee membership, it was going to get moved up to this spot. Ms. Leon, would you please tell the rest of the IOC about yourself, something about yourself?
So my name is Leslie Leon. I'm from Yuma, Arizona. I'm currently a student at Northern Arizona University at the Yuma campus, sorry. I'm working towards obtaining my bachelor's degree in social work.
Okay. And do any of the IOC members have any questions for Ms. Leon?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Octavia.
I'm sorry, Leslie, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what made you want to join IOC? What brought IOC to your attention? And what is your purpose, or what are you looking to gain from being on the IOC committee?
I'm interested in being a volunteer because I'm interested in helping vulnerable communities, in this case individuals with developmental disabilities, while I also want to learn more about social issues affecting them and how I can help them. I think it's also important to give back to our communities when we're able to.
Great answer. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Octavia?
No, sir. That's it.
Angela, do you have any questions?
I would like to know what your experience is with the DD community at large, if you have any.
I'll be honest, I don't. That's why I'm kind of looking forward to learning so much and getting experience and knowledge and skills while doing this.
Okay. Will your social work be focused on the DD community or just in people in general?
People in general. I'm still making my decision on what profession I necessarily want to go to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. Well, if you ever have any questions about the DD community, this is the place to get them answered. Welcome aboard. Or almost welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me.
Dimitri, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. I have no questions of my own. I need a motion to invite to make Ms. Leon part of the DDD District South IOC committee.
I motion to accept her as part of the IOC committee.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
No.
Hearing no discussion. We're now going to vote for membership of Ms. Leon. Angela?
Yes, my vote's a yes.
Octavia?
Hi.
Dimitri?
Yes.
And I vote yes also. We have a 100% agreement of the quorum present. Ms. Leon, congratulations. You are now an official member of DDD District South Independent Oversight Committee with all rights and responsibilities.
Okay, thank you.
So the rest of the meeting, you have anything to say, just speak up.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. We need all the help we can get. Okay, we got that taken care of. I want to ask you one more question, Ms. Leon. The rest of us on the DDD IOC South have let Michelle make available to everybody in the district, IOC members in the district, name, phone number, and email. Do we have your permission to dispense yours with, we'll make up a new current list and send it out so your name will be on there? So if just for instance, you can't get a hold of me, you can get a hold of one of the other members.
Yeah.
Or if they might want to call you and talk to you about something.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's just distributed among the IOC committee. So just wanted to make sure it's all right and that you knew that we did it, and you will receive a copy of that list. Michelle will, I have full confidence she'll make it happen within the next 2 or 3 days, depending on how busy she is.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And that wasn't an order, that was a request. Okay. Division of Developmental Disability Staff Updates.
No updates necessarily from District South QA. Just apologize if it takes us a little bit longer to get to questions. We're down a few staff, and with the holidays coming up, that people tend to take more time off. So we're moving as quick as we can.
Understood, sir. No problem. As long as you keep moving. Doesn't matter if it's real fast. Okay. Anybody else from DDD staff update?
Keith, this is Christina. I can share a few things that we've got going on. I believe either last month or the month before, I shared that the division is working to develop a 5-year strategic plan. We're hoping to have this completed and published by July of 2025. It's been nearly a decade since the division has published a long-term strategic plan, and leadership really believes that the time is right now to kind of revisit the division's vision and goals for all of the individuals that we support. So we're going to be having Thelia Morris, who is the Project Management Office Administrator, joining an IOC meeting early next year, so either January or February. And she's going to be presenting on the strategic plan, and she's going to be asking for the IOC input. So that's exciting because we're really excited to have IOC's input onto how we can make, you know, the division the best possible division that it is going forward. I know I had spoken briefly in the past, or maybe Leah presented on it, about our self-care conferences that we held. We held our second annual Self-Care for the Caregiver Conference last month in both Tucson and in Phoenix. This was the first year we held the conference in Tucson, and we had over 200 people attend down in Tucson, and we had over 230 people attend up in Phoenix. Of those over 400 attendees, 99% of the conference surveys indicated a rating of 4 or 5 out of 5. So people really enjoyed the conference and felt that it was useful and worth their time. A lot of people had really amazing things to say, and that they were able to connect with other caregivers who knew what they were going through. The only other thing that I want to report out on is some more recent updates on our positive behavior support training. The training continues to be a success. I don't actually have the latest numbers, but my guess is by now we're over 11,000 direct support professionals trained. Earlier this month, we were at 10,965. So I'm going to venture to say that by now we've hit over 11,000. We have 622 trainers across the state from different vendor agencies who are trained to teach other professionals the PBS principles. And we've trained over 100 individuals by Raising Special Kids. And those are all caregivers or families who were able to take the training from Raising Special Kids at no cost to them. And finally, the PBS training, or the Positive Behavior Support Training, is going to be occurring bi-weekly as part of the regular DDD state operated systems curriculum for new and current employees. So not only is it being rolled out to the vendor agencies, it's going to be rolled out to those who work within our state operated programs as well. I think that's all I have. Does anybody have any questions?
I do.
Go for it. Keep talking at the bit.
Two things. One, bi-weekly means either twice weekly or once every other week.
Every other week.
Okay, just want to make sure. And that's one of them confusing words.
That's right.
And just for a suggestion, if they could do it in, you know, this update in January, they could catch the state IOC meeting in January.
Okay. Sounds good. That's a great plan.
Just an idea rather than try to catch one at a time.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Keith. I will throw that out to Thelia and see what works best for her. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Big congratulations, Keith.
What?
What do you mean, what?
There's a lot goes on in my life.
Keith, I heard you just won some huge major governor's award.
Yes. The lifetime achievement for volunteerism.
Congratulations. So well deserved, Keith.
Well, still got to make it up there on the 4th to to get it. But yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Well, we're happy to have you here while we can. So.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. Okay. So no more updates from the DDD staff? Going once, going twice. Okay. Updates from Arizona Department of Administration. Larry.
Good afternoon. First of all, Keith, congratulations. That's an awesome award. Your hard work has paid off. So congratulations there, sir. And also congratulations to the committee getting your annual report submitted. So thank you very much for getting that done. Other than that, I do not have any updates or anything for the committee. Is there any questions or concerns that I can take back to ADOA?
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Out of the 5 districts, how many have submitted their annual report?
I think we're missing one. One's in the process of getting submitted, but all of them have submitted a report.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay. Do we have any updates from the integrated health plans?
Nothing here from United Healthcare, Keith, but I'm more than happy to take any questions or comments back to the health plan.
None from me.
I have some things to share from Mercy Care. And I will also put them in the chat. So Mercy Cares OIFA has a lunch and learn coming up on December 9th from noon to 1. The topic is empowering change, the role of peer support services for justice-involved individuals. It's an online event in conjunction with Hope Lives and Hope Inc. So I'll put that information in the chat for everyone to see and share. And then the other thing is that Mercy Care now has a link to 211, and it's the same 211 that's been out there, but it's on a Mercy Care platform. So I will share that link as well.
Can I make a suggestion?
Before, I would love it, please.
Before any confusion even starts, because we have a brand new member.
Yes.
You might tell her what 211 is.
Oh, you know, as it, you said that, I thought to myself, holy buckets, I should probably share what 211 is. You thank you. It was a well-oiled machine there, Keith. 211 is a website to get resources all over the state of Arizona in different categories. So it could be food resources. It could be assistance with jobs or electric bills or budgets or all sorts of different things, housing, emergency services, etc. I will put the link on there, and you can explore and look to see how it could help you or somebody that you care for or know. I appreciate that, Keith, and congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Anybody have any questions for Mercy Care for me to take back?
Miss Leone, are you understanding what's coming out?
Yeah, I'm catching on a little bit.
Well, if you have any questions, any at all, for any of these people, all you have to do is speak up or raise your hand, and you know, they'll be more than glad to explain things, because I know from having done this a long time, things change and acronyms, and you know, the 211, you know, we never had that when I first started. And so if they just try to throw it all at you, it can be confusing. So ask. That's okay. The best way to learn.
Ask away. Okay. And I went ahead and put our the OIFA Mercy Cares OIFA email address in there for you. And I hope everybody makes it a great rest of your day and week. And happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. Anything else from the integrated health plans? I saw some of them say, no, there wasn't anything. I saw Ms. Graham, I think it was, said she didn't have anything. Okay, if nothing else from the integrated health plans, then the updates from the DDD liaison. Michelle.
Yes, thank you, Keith.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
First thing you could do for me that might help our you know, the newest member, is explain exactly what the liaison does.
Oh, okay. The division has two dedicated full-time employees, myself and Morgan, who are titled Independent Oversight Committee Liaisons. We provide administrative support to the IOCs, and we are available if you have questions for reaching into the division or elsewhere within the faculties of the independent oversight committees, say access, health plans, so forth. We also will send periodic emails out. Usually a monthly email comes out reminding you of the meeting prior to the week prior to the meeting when it occurs, and we help support you and your minutes, your notes, your calendars, and so forth.
Yeah, when you get that notice, Ms. Leon, of that, you know, the week before, please send a note back to Michelle and say either yes, you're going to be there, or no, you're not. So that way we're not just wandering around in empty space. Lot to ask, I know, but
that's helpful for us in knowing whether or not we're going to be able to hold a regular monthly meeting. Because these are open public meetings, the committee is required to have quorum for their meetings to be an official meeting. And so what quorum means is a majority of the members present. At this point in time, quorum is 4 members present for a meeting. And then the last thing that the IOC liaisons do is we upload your incident reports to your shared drive. And we also help you learn what those incident reports look like, how to access them, and understand the rules of open meeting law, as well as conflict of interest.
Thank you much. Did I miss anything? Michelle, I just thought that might help her.
Sure, sure. And then today, for my information to provide to the IOCs, we learned that Keith has, we learned this last week in an IOC meeting, that Keith has been received a volunteer award from the governor's office, and he has been invited to the Capitol to meet with the governor for an awards reception. That's going to happen in December.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then other information I have for you is, you probably have already noticed that we are sending multiple emails a week informing you of incident report uploads to the drive. I know typically we only send one a week, and we only typically do an upload once a week, but we have changed our processes to make sure that our practices include meeting compliance with sending reports within 3 days of completion of an investigation process. So when you receive an email, I do apologize for the multiple emails a week. You will know that when we send an upload, it's still the same amount of IRs that we had been sending in the past. We're just not holding them for a full week's collection. We're going ahead and uploading them immediately as soon as they're ready to go by the redactors. And so it still equals out to your typical week's worth of IRs that you would normally get.
Thanks for that. It just makes it easy. It breaks the work up. So that's fine with me. I got no problem with it.
Okay, well, good. Thank you for that feedback. And then speaking of incident report data, for the month of October, there were a total of 892 incident reports provided to the IOC. That included 55 open reports and 837 closed reports. And we have had an uptick in questions to the quality assurance team. In October, there were a total of 147 questions from the quality from the IOC to the quality assurance team. And the quality assurance team is doing a great job in keeping up with those responses, providing them back to the IOC. I did speak with Joe a little bit this past month, or actually earlier in November, to talk about a couple of IR responses that had follow-up questions. So I'll be speaking with with you, Angela, and getting back to you on those responses to those follow-up questions. And that is, the last thing I usually give you guys information on is the next DDD public town hall. So when I looked in our website for the next public town hall meeting, I did not find one that was coming up for December. I did find that January, there is a public town hall on January 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. And that is where DDD presents their updates and announcements to the public. They do that monthly, typically, and it's typically on the first Thursday of the month. That's all I've got for today.
Okay. Thank you for that added information about skipping December. That always helps. Morgan, did you have anything?
Michelle handled all of our updates.
Just wanted to make sure. So nothing else from the liaisons. The discussion and review of incident reports and behavior plans would have to be done in executive session. Other than, if you want to say, wow, that was a lot of reports in the IRs we had to do, that's all right. But if you want to get into any specifics at all, we would have to go into executive session. And nobody made it known that they wanted to go into executive session beforehand. Is there anybody now that wants to go into executive session? Going once, going twice, no executive session. Okay, and seeing how we did number six is number one, we're good. Any comments from the public? Which I didn't see any public members, general public members out there, but just in case. Okay, then I need a motion that we adjourn from this IOC meeting. And Leslie, you can make motions, you can second, you're a voting member.
I motion that we close the meeting.
I need a second.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, we'll take a vote. All in favor of dismissing, ending this meeting at this time, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Yeah, everybody gets a vote. It's unanimous that we're going to end the District South Independent Oversight Committee meeting at 1:33 on the 18th of November. In December, due to holidays coming up and stuff, we're going to have it on a different Wednesday than normal, I believe. Because I thought the one we normally have it on was some kind of holiday for the state.
That was for October and November. Okay. Our December meeting is, it's there. We don't have any conflict here with the state. That would be Monday, December 9th.
Okay. So Monday, December 9th at 1 to 3 o'clock, same place. And you'll all receive invitations and everything from Michelle. She's very good about that. If you have any questions, call myself or her. If you have any comments, anything during the month that comes up that you would like to discuss, or, you know, a guest you'd like on to discuss a certain member, please let Michelle or myself know, and we'll do our best to accommodate. Do you have any other last questions, Ms. Leon?
No, I do not.
Just wanted to make sure. Just now, just doing that as a friend, because the meeting is dismissed. But I just wanted to make sure that you could understand that you didn't have any questions. Thank you, Michelle. We're looking forward to seeing that new updated list. You all have a very good day, and thank you very much for coming. Thank you, ladies, very much. Sorry if I stuttered a little bit.